All right, folks. It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Enjoy it responsibly, but enjoy it, damn it. It's a three-day weekend, man. Vodka Red Bull Friday is powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is DMV-made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV, and now available in select Virginia ABC stores, baby. Gotta like that. Phone lines are lit up. I understand that Jerry traded away Micah Parsons yesterday. That's the biggest story in sports. The fact that Kyle Schwarber hit four home runs last night might be the most astounding thing that happened.
Well, person in the history of the major leagues to do that.
I mean, that is wild. All right. I had to at least. Oh, yeah. He was here when they were good and when they spent money. They don't do that anymore, and Nats fans want to yell at me. Our boy Toothpick, I believe, lives in Texas. I met Pick in Dallas, and he's on the line. Pick, how the folks coping down there?
Well, you know what? I'm actually in D.C. right now, JP. I'm in D.C. I'm down at the museum right now, but I haven't been able to talk to any of my cowboy friends. They're not answering my phone call, so I had to call and say that. So I'm just letting y'all know that I'm worried. I'm worried about them. I haven't talked to Drew. I haven't talked to Delano, Al. You know, he told me not right now, give him 72 hours, but I'm trying to keep him away from any tall buildings, anything like that. So, I'm worried about the Cowboy fans right now. At least we have some calling. But the ones that I know, the real Cowboy fans that I know, they're not answering phones right now. So,
That tracks.
From a Commander's perspective, though, we don't have to face this demon twice a year. But now the Green Bay Packers, same thing. And the Green Bay Packers have leapfrogged us as far as their odds on winning the division. So that part, you know, we'll deal with that during the season. As long as we beat them in week two, we handled our business.
Appreciate the call, Pick. Thanks for checking in, bud.
I appreciate you. Hey, JP, you wasn't there for the food I dropped off, so I hope someone got some of it.
What food?
I'm sure. What food? B-Mitch sounds like he's eating something.
I ain't getting no food neither.
All right, Pick is gone. Who is Doc's buddy that's a big Cowboy fan? Clay?
Yeah.
We need Doc to let us know how Clay's doing today.
He'll act like, you know, it's no big deal. That's how he always does.
I will say this, B, just looking at stats, Cowboys defensively last year were 31st in points allowed, 28th in yards allowed. Mm-hmm. They really struggled against the run. They were 29th in rush yards given up. You know, I still think it's a dumb move to trade away a generational pass rusher. They were already bad if you want to play that game.
Okay. They can get worse. They can get a guy that can stop the run, but Johnny can't get to the quarterback.
Let's let our friend Mama Stu chime in. Hello, Mama. How do you do?
I am great today. It's been a great week. We signed our guy. We got our boy back. He got his bag. And then I just have three words. Long live Jerry. Please, please live for a long time. Keep doing all that you're doing. I love it. Like, I'm concerned for the Cowboy fans that I know that's here. I'm going to do a wellness check today. I don't think I'll get any return responses from them. But, I mean, realistically, like, look at this thing. He not only traded this generational player, but you traded him in the conference. What? Like, I would have got him to Miami or anywhere else. But you sent him to Green Bay, who has owned you. I mean, I don't understand. I don't get it, but let me just say this. It's now the Dallas Cowboys got to deal with what we had to suffer through for 25 years. Thank God that Dan was young enough and that the other owners got together and said, we got to get him out of here, that our franchise is now a respectable organization, well-run. We got a GM and a coach and all of that. We don't have an owner that's meddling and all of that. I just don't get it. I don't feel bad for them, but I can empathize with them because I know what they're going through. But good Lord, long live Jerry. Where is Jerry? I want Jerry to call it. Where is Jerry? Oh, man. Somebody check on him. Somebody check on him. I love you guys. Have a great weekend.
Hey, Mama, it's funny. Since you asked, how many shows are able to book an NFL owner the day after a massive trade? I know one, the B. Mitchell Finley program.
Yeah.
Jarrah is on the line.
What up, Jarrah?
How you doing, fellas? First of all, Mama Stu, thank you for that compliment. I will try to live forever, darling. The rest of your BS, you can just stick it right up where the sun doesn't shine. Now, listen, my thing is this. Finley, you got the nerve to talk about draft picks. I will take Will McCray over any of your asses, any day, any time of the week, any month. And who
over
was the
Adam
one
Peters.
That picked? Who was the one that picked Micah Parsons? You dumbasses, we did. And don't think that we won't find another Micah Parsons.
You won't.
Where was the 12, 11 teams before us that bypassed? Come on, now all I hear is crickets.
Well, I want to know why. So I'm going to ask you a question. You want to throw all out what you think you did. Why you want to get rid of somebody at the top of their game? What sense
I'll
that
tell
make?
You why. I'll tell you why, Brian. Yeah, and that's a great question. First of all, I wanted Micah Parsons more than anybody. And if you don't believe that, then you're crazy as hell. But then I started thinking, he doesn't really want to be here. I don't need the headache. And here's the big one. I got an offensive lineman that's an all-pro that needs to be resigned. I've got a defensive back named Bland that's got to be resigned. Somewhere down the line, you got to make concessions. And this one was the biggest concession that I could make, and it was the best condition at the time just to get this damn headache underneath of me. Now, if you don't understand how many superstars we have in Dallas, I can't help you.
I don't think you have many.
Well, Jarrah, if that's the case,
enough, Brian,
why
didn't need to be paid? Go ahead. I'm sorry, Finley.
If that's the case, then why did you and Micah have what you assumed to be a done deal when you shook hands at 40 mil a season?
Because I love him that much, and I wanted to keep him as a Cowboy completely. And then when I got disrespected, to hell with that. I mean, I owned the team, Finley. I owned the team. And anybody wants to show off and lay down and make a mockery of America's team doing a preseason game, well, then that's the hell with it. If you don't want the money, then don't take the money.
He didn't do nothing against the Commanders. I don't know what you're talking about, America's team.
Say that Parsons. Again, Brian.
I say he didn't do nothing against the Commanders. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, listen, good luck, Micah. I love you to death, but it's going to be awfully cold in December in Green Bay. Hey, y'all have a damn good day.
Micah says it's going to be warm because they're on their way to the playoffs. You aren't.
Well, that's fine, Brian. That's fine. I love you. I still love you to death there, buddy. Take care.
Thanks for the call, dude. Jarrah, you know, talking his way out of this one.
Yeah.
We got another Cowboy fan on the line. I will give them a chance. Reggie is in D.C. What's up, Reg?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's happening?
How
First
are you?
First time caller, long time listener.
Appreciate it.
Hey, I just wanted to, as I was telling Jeff, man, when I separate my emotions from this thing, I love Micah. Hell of a football player. However, he missed 8 games last year. In the games he played, it didn't help our run defense, which is the biggest problem. Man, I hate to see him go, but at the same time, I'll take those 2 first-round picks and that all-pro defensive tackle, this interior player we got, and roll the dice. Man, I love football. So I'm able to separate my emotions from the reality of what's on the ground. And what's on the ground is we need interior run stoppers. Good luck, Micah. How about them Cowboys?
They stink. He missed how many games last year?
4.
He said 8.
Maybe he missed 5. I believe he
didn't miss 8. I know that.
No.
Maybe. See,
he either played 12 or 13.
He got the wrong information already. The man that
you got the wrong guys.
Yeah, he got the wrong information.
I'm looking that up real quick. He played 13 games last year, so he missed 4.
So he missed 4 games. Where did he get this 8 from?
If you're on hold, stay there. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Micah Parsons, a Green Bay Packer.